Now to the subject of political money. One group says that more than $130 million has been spent on political ads already this year. That's in not even 6 weeks.
Senator Obama stunned everyone when he said he raised $32 million. That was back in January. Even so, cash is tight.
The expectation after Super Tuesday was that this would be a $3 billion election, that there would be over $1 billion spent in the presidential race alone.
That's Ken Goldstein. He's director of the Wisconsin Advertising Project. No Democratic front runner after Super Tuesday may make it harder to raise the money the candidates need.
At this point, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are going to be fighting it out for quite some time. And at least on Hillary Clinton's side, it looks like she's going to have some serious challenges in raising money.
Senator Clinton announced yesterday that she's thrown $5 million of her own dollars into the race. Her husband, the former president, might call it a bridge loan to the 21st century.
But here's a question. She's already raised $120 million. Isn't that enough? NPR's Peter Overby has the answer. Apparently not.
Clinton made the loan in late January. That was after Barack Obama had won Iowa and she had won New Hampshire. As he was raising $32 million for the month and she was raising less than $14. She gave it a good spin yesterday for reporters. She said it was all for the Super Tuesday contests.
We intended to be competitive, and we were, and I think the results last night proved the wisdom of my investment.
But the campaign's chief strategist, Mark Penn, sounded gloomier as he looked ahead to upcoming contests.
We believe we will have the funds to compete, but I think there's no question that we're likely to be outspent again, just as we were outspent yesterday.
It is a startling turnaround. When Clinton entered the race a year ago, she brought along $10 million from her Senate fund. She also brought Democratic mega money man Terry McAuliffe as her campaign chairman. Many Democrats expected them to soak up every dollar that donors could offer and cause the competition to wither away. But when Obama joined the race, he matched her dollar for dollar. They both set records for a contested Democratic primary. But here's the difference. Clinton has counted on big contributions. Of all the candidates, she has the most donors who have given their legal limit. That's according to the Campaign Finance Institute in Washington. Obama has plenty of big donors, too, but also a much broader base, thousands of small givers who can keep on giving. Now, Obama's probably raised somewhere around $140 million, and Clinton shouldn't be that far behind. It all makes the $5 million loan look pretty puny.
That's it. It's not a whole lot of money. Why couldn't she raise this in the time she needed to compete?
It's a mystery, says Massey Rich. He's with the Center for Responsive Politics, which analyzes political money. Rich points out that candidates have learned how to work internet fundraising like a faucet, turning it off and on. Just one day in December, Republican dark horse Ron Paul raked in $6 million online. But for Clinton, that apparently wasn't an option.
For some reason, whatever it was, she and her campaign determined that they really needed this influx of cash. They couldn't wait for other people to bring it to them.
And Rich says that's never a decision a candidate makes lightly.
It is being spun as her visible investment in her own campaign so that it will motivate other people to do the same. But historically, candidates spending their own money has been seen as a more desperate sign.
Another presidential hopeful summed it up 12 years ago. Republican Phil Graham was addressing a crowd at a fundraising dinner.
Thanks to you and your support tonight, I have the most reliable friend that you can have in American politics, and that is ready money.
A commodity that Hillary Clinton needed and had to make ready herself. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Ready money. Senator Obama got a lot more of it today thanks to a post-Super Tuesday fundraising appeal. His campaign's been boasting about the amount it has raised since the polls closed Tuesday evening, $7 million, a day and a half. That's more than the $5 million that Senator Clinton lent her campaign, almost as much as the Republican frontrunner Senator McCain raised in the final 3 months of last year. Ann Dunsmore is a Republican fundraiser from California. She worked on the campaign of Rudy Giuliani, who dropped out last month after going through $60 million in the last year. Earlier, I asked Ann about the biggest fundraising challenge facing the Republican frontrunner.
What John McCain has to deal with right now is serious donor fatigue because people have been working very hard for a year. if not longer, on Rudy Giuliani's campaign, Mitt Romney's campaign.
Fred Thompson. Before we stepped into the studio here, you told me something about the thinking of people who give to these campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
You said there's one thing that's most important to them. They want to win.
Most of the donor community, the $2,300 donors, you know, the people that max
out. Can give the most.
Yeah, are very pragmatic people. They are actually, for the most part, very moderate socially and very conservative economically. They tend to look at this kind of thing, and the litmus test is whether or not they can win.
We reported earlier in the program that people had been expecting perhaps $1 billion campaign, $1 billion from all the candidates.
You look surprised.
Well, yeah, I do. No. It seems like a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
And now the campaign is obviously it's going much longer than people thought. It's more than $1 billion.
It's already $1 billion. Because it isn't just what you see. It's what you don't see. It's what the unions are spending. It's what the 527s are spending. It's the C4 activity. It's the national parties. It's a lot of things that you don't see that compound that number almost exponentially. So it's staggering. I mean, you're talking about a Fortune 500 company. You're talking about a huge industry segment here. It's giant.
That's what a political campaign is.
That's before you even get down into the weeds and start assessing what it's going to cost. Senate campaigns are going to be more expensive. They're more contentious now. Congressional campaigns are going to be more contentious. And when they're more contentious, they cost more money. It's going to be staggering, and you will only see the tip of the iceberg. You won't see all of it and a majority of it.
If you look at Senator McCain's situation, he ended 2007 several million dollars in debt. He had a couple of million dollars on hand.
Mm-hmm.
He's been open about the fact that he doesn't have much money. How quickly can he raise money now?
I think he's in a similar situation as, say, Mike Huckabee was, where all of a sudden he got all this attention. I mean, it's happened very quickly. Here they've been operating very efficiently, which is what he is known for. I mean, here's a guy who needs to be congratulated. His team needs to be congratulated on getting to where they've gotten without any money. I mean, that gives great testimony to the content of what he says and who he is. They're in the process of taking a lot of incoming, and what they don't want to do is go repopulate and get themselves in the same trouble they got into in Q1 and Q2.
They don't want a big, huge staff running Senator McCain's campaign.
But they also don't want to cut their nose off to spite their face. Fundraising after December with a January primary schedule, you're done. Fundraising no longer drives the schedule. You plunk in where they give you 20 minutes or something, or an hour or something like that.
They're too busy campaigning.
They're too busy campaigning, and then you have the double problem with a John McCain who's never liked fundraising as a priority anyway. I mean, he's done a very good job at trying to get rid of it. Ironically, I think what's happened with McCain-Feingold is actually created a situation where there is now more money in the political process than there would have been if we had just left it with limits and not tried to get rid of this or that kind of thing. I directly attribute the unlimited money in 527s. I mean, McCain-Feingold gave birth to 527s.
Ann Dunsmore is a Republican fundraiser in Southern California. Ms. Dunsmore, thank you.
Thank you.